The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
I spend money on working on me, being the better version of me, the best I can be. We all make mistakes. I'm certainly a long way to go. But I mean, you know, if anyone who's done my courses, you can sort of attest to the fact that a lot of it is about personal development as much as it is about trading development. You need to be in a clear state of mind to make the right decisions. You need to make sure that you're in the position where you can consistently think the same. So checklists are great, but what if one day you feel fantastic, the next day you feel down? You're going to read that checklist differently. If one day you're enraged and one day you're really happy, again, you're going to read things differently. So everything's about consistency. It's hard to be consistently on point. It can be real tough, especially when you're feeling down. Honestly, if you're going to learn to trade, you couldn't be in a better market to learn, because you can have, you know, one trade out of five that wins, and that one trade might just pull back the loss on the five or the four of the crap ones that lost you. That's the power of the volatility here. And it's a great, like, it really makes, you know, the point at which you become profitable in traditional markets, you've got to be very good, consistently very, very good. In this market, you don't need to be as good. And no offense to the people that are in the Trader Cobb community, but I've seen how fast you guys have picked things up and how fast you're making good trades and making good money. Now, I'm not going to claim that as because of my teaching. Of course, there's some of that. I do understand that the strategies are good, and it appears that I've sort of explained them and taught them well in the courses. So I will take some credit for helping. But the fact is that the market helps people that help themselves. The market makes somebody who would take maybe 12 to 18 months to get profitable consistently and to get good returns, it just brings that forward a lot quicker. And I'm seeing people in my group that are saying that they're going full time, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and it just seems to be happening a lot quicker. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's my proudest creation of all this stuff I've done in crypto is that community. If you're in a fortunate position, you're doing well from crypto, I would suggest you look at other ways to make money online as well. There's ways to buy businesses and build businesses, and there's all sorts of different things to do. Trading is something that is quite it requires a certain level of expertise, but I can tell you it is a business in its own right. Even if you trade crypto, just crypto, who cares? It doesn't matter. You can go and trade FX if you want to, but crypto is a place to be. Trading and investing for me are two different businesses, and I like that. And then there's the Trader Cobb, what I'm doing now with you guys, that's a separate business too. So I think whatever suits you is fine. Always come back to your risk. Do you have money aside for a rainy day? Do you have a job that can sustain you? What is it to you is what's really important then. This market is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't need to have a lot of time. You do need to have focus. You've got to use the time you have effectively and efficiently. And we try and cover that when I'm teaching people, because it's I don't go to the markets, but as well, I don't go to the markets looking for trades. All right. I don't go looking for trades. I go to the market and go, do I have anything that fits what I am willing to take? Different mindset. Looking for trades, you'll find trades. They'll be shit. You won't always find good trades. Having the perspective of, every single time I look at a chart, I'm looking for reasons to eliminate that. Now, if you do a breakdown of elimination, you're going to get to a point where you go, I cannot ignore this. That's the one you're going to trade. Is it possible to do positive things with little initial investment? This is the market for that. How many people put $100 into Bitcoin in 2009 and now they're gazillionaires flying around the world in yachts? Flying around the world in yachts. Look, again, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. You can start small. Everyone starts small. If you can't make money on $1,000 trading, you're not going to make much money on $1 million trading. It's the skill set that's important. It's not the money. Money comes after the skill is learnt. The skill is what's there. Here is some perspective that you need to have. People go, Bitcoin, I'm feeling terrible, the whole world's bad. And I get it, right? I get it. If you've never been through corrections before, if you've never seen your portfolio go down heavily before, I get this. It hurts. I know. But it's not like it's never happened before, guys. I'm not looking for trades. Okay? I'm not looking for trades. I'm looking for the reasons not to trade. Every chart I'm looking at, it's about not trading. It's about not trading. If there's something that I cannot leave out, it gets onto the watch list. I'm not looking for trades here. Very big difference. Yes, there's lots going on. I'm happy. We finally got some good trends and it's all kicking off. Now, the thing is, all of this means nothing unless you know how to trade. So get with the program, right? Get your own strategies or get mine. I don't care which way you do it. You've got to have some structure. What am I doing here? How can I scan the market like this? Because I know what I don't want. You don't stand for something. You're a sucker for everything or whatever that bloody saying is. And it's a really, really good saying. Often wrong, never in doubt. Now, for me, as far as my own convictions and standing by them and being confident, it probably about, honestly, about 2.5-3 years. The first 18 months, I lost money. I blew out at the time. I was 22. I had a little business in Noosa where I was from. I did a little shop fit out. And the first two accounts, I went £3,000 at a time when I started trading. Now, it was about $2.80 to the pound at the time. Yeah. So it was a lot more than 18,000. A lot more than 9,000. It's more like 20 odd something. Anyway, it was a lot of money to me. I lost £3,000 within 3 months. I lost another £3,000 within 6 months. The one that hurt the most was the last 3,000, which took 18 months to kick that off because I'd made some money and it wasn't just 3,000. That was my starting point. I'd grown that quite considerably, but I managed to make enough mistakes to stuff that up too. So it probably 4 years into my trading career, I knew I could do it. 5 years into my trading career, I had a full year of being a full-time trader and I didn't just know I could do it, I had already done it. Truth be told, trading for me is not as exciting as it used to be. I actually much prefer the business side of things. I trade, I make money from trading. It's kind of like your job. Yeah? If you've got a job, you do what you do, you make your money, you walk in, you walk out, you walk in, you walk out, you walk in, you walk out. For me, that's what trading is. Trading doesn't excite me anymore. Look, don't get me wrong, I still love it. I still freaking love it. I get the buzz from it. But I'm really excited about learning more. And not that I'm not learning more in trading, it's just that my desire to expand my trading operation in here, I know what works and I know how to make money and I'm not gonna ever change that. What I'm excited is through the apprenticeship programs, is through the people that I meet, the people that I train, people that are younger than me, more passionate than me, that have new ways of doing things. Coders, man. I've had about 1 million people tell me they can code my strategies. And you know what? How many people have done it so far successfully? None. But in the last 18 months, I've had one guy do it with foreign exchange and he's making a very good living. And now I've got the right people around me. I mean, we're crypto, right? We're crypto community. These people, these are smart people. It's something I'm really passionate about is bringing people that have something to give and have a passion. We are happy to fund good traders, right? Ultimately, I'd love to have a prop desk. Now, whether that be part of arbitrage, whether that be some, automation, discretionary, I don't really care how it comes. I want to empower people to change their lives, make a living. And I'm not just talking about this. I want to empower you to change your life and become a good trader. But I also want to empower you to change your life, become a good trader, then trade my money and help me to build my business. I mean, I like to do business where everyone wins. I like to do projects where everyone wins. So the apprenticeship program's ongoing, man. It doesn't stop. I'm forever looking for people to grow. I'm forever looking for people to learn. You've got to have done my courses because I can't look at how you trade if I don't understand how you trade. The only way I can understand how you trade is by knowing how I trade. And if I am the yardstick to measure that, I can do that. You want to tweak a few things, no dramas. I typically get my apprentices from within my community. Learning about trend is the single biggest thing you will ever learn. So number one,
is learn how to read trend. You'll hear people say, it's a double top, it's a double bottom, it's a head and shoulders, it's a cup and handle. You know what? The beauty of learning trend is you can forget about all these silly little names. Because once you learn trend, there's no use to know the names. Because all those names are just explaining different forms of trend. The beginning of the trend, the first pullback of a trend, it doesn't actually matter. And the sooner you take your head away from worrying about the silly little names, the sooner you can start to focus on the things that really matter. Honestly, TraderCobb.com, that this business didn't exist, this commentary didn't exist, what I'm doing now didn't exist. I've not traded with you guys in a proper bull market. I know there's a lot of people out there that are thinking, well, hang on, didn't you say you were bullish like a month ago? And look, I want to answer that. Yes, I did. And I was. The thing is, I wasn't suggesting a bull market. I never said we were in a bull market. And look, if you took my comments as suggesting we were in a bull market, that's fine. I'll fall on that sword. I got no problem with it. But I want to educate you about what I mean when I'm bullish. When I say a bull market, I'm not just talking about, I think the market's going to go off forever. I'm a trader. I'm a technical trader. I use technical analysis to make my decisions. When I say I'm bullish, I'm not saying we're in a bull market. That's a distinction I want to make very clear. When I'm saying bullish, it's because it's a higher high and higher low. It's not because I think we're going to go up forever. People transfix themselves on certain statements, and the statement of we're in a bull market or a bear market. The way I view that with my years of trading and being in bull and bear markets is very different to what I consider to be the next wave of investor, which is the crypto community. For the most part, the crypto community is young, which is great because I love to invest in the next generation. It makes sense, right? You invest in millennials because, shit, they're the bigger voter base. They're the ones who are going to change the world, and they're the ones that are switched on. I get it. That's half the reason I invest here. It makes sense. But with that comes a certain amount of, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way at all, but with that comes a little bit of immaturity, a lot of irrational thinking, and a fair bit of entitlement. Just because, you know, throughout May to July last year, your investment did 50x doesn't mean that you're entitled to that again. I'm sorry. Entitlement stifles you. It will stop you. Hard work creates income. Hard work builds businesses. Hard work makes good people successful. Entitlement, don't lean on that. I'm not suggesting anyone is, but I'm hoping that some people sit back and go, you know what? Yeah, I did get lucky back then. And you know what? The reason I didn't sell that was because I didn't have the experience. And don't get me wrong, I think we're going to see another really good run again. I don't know where it's going to come from or what it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be alt, Bitcoin. I don't know what it's going to be. But we're at 2 billion market cap right now. There's a long way to go for us here. You've got to wise up. You've got to know when to take profit, because we are sitting on a volcano of opportunity. You've got to know when to, you know, basically take it and move on. My objective is to create the best traders I possibly can. I want you to be the best trader you can be. Now, me telling you what I'm doing, it's not going to help. I encourage, and some members of my community are currently showing graphs of Trader Cobb's specific strategies where they've flawlessly executed, and then the FOMO trades. And I can tell you, it's very, very positive. Terry, you're in the group, mate. You've seen these. But I refuse morally to tell people and show people my trading, and I could do it. And I would be, it'd be good, great. But what it does is it puts a ceiling on you. If you think that I'm the best guy out there, you can do better than me. I'm 12 years into my trading journey. I've got two kids. I've got a lot of responsibility, man. I'm much more risk averse than what I was in my mid-20s. My job is to help you to manage your risk and develop you as a trader. And that's what I will continue to strive towards.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.